It may not say so on the calendar, but today is considered an unofficial holiday in the U.S. It's Super Bowl Sunday, when an estimated 140 million TV viewers turn their attention to football. The New England Patriots and the Philadelphia Eagles play for the NFL championship later today in Jacksonville, Florida. And NPR's Tom Goldman will be at the game. He joins us now from member station WJCT. Tom, I guess the first important question is, how's the weather?
It's beautiful. The day is starting sunny. Forecast for game time is maybe some clouds, temperatures in the 60s, but no rain. And this is an important weather forecast, Sheila, because it's been rainy all week here in northern Florida, and that's just added to the locals' anxiety. They have been roughed up in the press for being the smallest host city for a Super Bowl. There's been grumbling about not enough hotel rooms. Some people are staying like 100 to 150 miles away in Florida. Some are staying in Georgia, like me, although I'm not grumbling. And there have been complaints about not enough taxis. The nightlife doesn't compare to popular Super Bowl cities like Miami or New Orleans. So the fact that the weather is going to be okay, at least at this point, is a relief to many here in Jacksonville.
And what have Jacksonville residents been doing to counter the criticism?
Practically speaking, they've dealt with the hotel room shortages by anchoring several huge cruise ships on the St. John's River, which runs through the city. And this kind of gives the Super Bowl a love boat feel. It's added anywhere from 3,000 to 4,000 rooms. And the locals are also opening up their homes for money to people who can't get hotel rooms or space on the ships. The city is also relying on what it considers a natural resource, friendliness and hospitality. There's a hospitality campaign called Waves of Welcome, and it features lots of friendly volunteers who I have personally met, and billboards around town that say, "Smile, we've got company." I should add, there's a local, the local paper had a pullout section this weekend educating visitors about the famous people and things from Jacksonville. I have learned, for instance, that it is the home of Maxwell House Coffee, Pat Boone, and Lynyrd Skynyrd, those icons of Southern rock music.
Okay.
There you go.
And speaking of images, the NFL is trying to live down last year's Super Bowl halftime debacle with Janet Jackson's infamous wardrobe malfunction. How are they doing?
Well, we'll wait and see at halftime. Janet Jackson reportedly is not here. She was supposed to attend a big party last night, but she apparently pulled out late in the week. This halftime show features Paul McCartney. It certainly won't have the edge of last year's MTV-produced show. The producer for this one is a guy named Don Mischer. He's famous for putting together big spectacles like Olympic ceremonies. So he does big shows that are not offensive. The NFL has been, as they say, very aggressive in overseeing everything about this halftime. The music, the dance numbers, the costumes even.
And there is a football game too, isn't there?
Oh, right. Yeah, and it could be a very good one, too. New England is favored. The Patriots are the defending champions. They're trying to win their third Super Bowl in the last 4 years. And if they do, people probably could go ahead and call them a dynasty. They are a fascinating team. They don't necessarily roll over opponents and totally dominate them. They're like chameleons. They change strategy and players to fit a game plan designed to counter an opponent's strength. The Patriot way is basically whatever's called for. So if they play a great passing team, they adjust to that. If they play a great running team, they adjust to that. Obviously, most teams try to do that. The difference is the Patriots almost always succeed. They'll have a lot to deal with Philadelphia, because Philadelphia has a very versatile offense led by quarterback Donovan McNabb, one of the best at throwing and running the ball. It'll be a really interesting game.
NPR's Tom Goldman in Jacksonville. Thanks.
You're welcome.